So what is this realm that Yawm al-Mithaq took place in, that the Day of the Covenant took place in? It's a realm that's known as Alam al-Dharr, which is the realm of a dharr. A dharr is where we were first created, where we were first brought to life. And that alam, that realm, is part of a greater realm, which is known as Alam al-Arwah, the realm of the souls, where the souls gather. So Alam al-Dharr is more specific than Alam al-Arwah, the place where we took that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that realm that we existed in as we took that covenant, is a part of Alam al-Arwah, the realm of the souls. Just like after we pass away from this world, there's Alam al-Barzakh. Al-Barzakh, which is the transition realm, is also part of Alam al-Arwah, the realm of the souls. So what is this Alam al-Arwah? And it's a really strange realm. The realm of the souls is a really strange realm. It has never ceased to exist. We still interact with it, even in this dunya, at times when we're in our sleep. Partially, but not fully. As the scholars describe, when we pass away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls at the time of death. But also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever we go to sleep, right, yatawaffakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your souls. So your souls partially exit your body and they exit into this realm, or they enter into this realm of the souls. And when you're in this realm of the souls, you interact with things that you're not accustomed to interacting. So is it possible, for example, that you end up meeting another person in that realm? Absolutely. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he affirmed this, that there are times that the soul would exit the body at the time of sleep, partially, and it would interact with another soul that's in Alam al-Arwah. That's not to say that every time someone sees someone from someone that's passed away in their dreams, that it's a true dream, but certainly it can be. It's like when you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability to see him alayhi salatu wasalam in our dreams and on the day of judgment and in Jannat al-Firdaus. You get a chance to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your soul interacted with a soul in that realm, which is so strange that we really cannot we cannot define the parameters of that realm. We are completely clueless when it comes to that realm. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about the soul in general. And it's so complex that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Just say that the soul is from the affairs of your Lord. There is no way to even really fully put parameters or define what the soul is, what a ruh is. Okay? So the question becomes, what were our souls doing from the time that we took that covenant until the time that we came into this world? Were they interacting with one another? Because they do interact with one another, as is established through many authentic narrations, in al-barzakh, in the realm after this world. What about before this world? The Prophet ﷺ says, al-arwahu junudun mujannada, that the souls are like recruited soldiers. مَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا تَلَفْ وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اخْتَلَفْ, that those souls that used to get along before they came into this world, they naturally find themselves inclining towards one another in this dunya as well. And those souls that didn't get along in the previous realm, they also find a natural aversion to one another. And there's a beautiful story behind this that many people don't know. Aisha radiallahu anha, who narrates this hadith, she says that there is a woman in Mecca that used to make all of the women laugh. She was known for being a jokester. The women of Mecca would go to her for some, for some comic relief, right? She would sit with all of the women in Mecca and she would make them laugh. And she became Muslim. Now, Aisha radiallahu anha doesn't say her name. She could be one of the famous sahabiyat, but she became Muslim. So this female companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well known for joking all the time and making all of the women laugh. So naturally, she was a very pleasant woman. Then she made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they migrated from Mecca to Medina. And as you know, when they got to Medina, the Prophet ﷺ paired off the muhajirun from Mecca, the people that migrated from Mecca, with the ansar, with the helpers in Medina. So they ended up in the houses of various ansar, in these different houses. So she ended up in the house of the woman in Medina who used to make all the women in Medina laugh. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw this, that this woman that was famous for making everyone laugh in Mecca just happened to end up in the house of the woman who was famous for making all the other women laugh in Medina. And they became great friends and they were great sahabiyat. They were great companions. The Prophet ﷺ, he commented by saying, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada. He said, these souls, they knew each other in the past. So those souls that used to incline towards one another, they incline towards one another in this dunya as well. And those souls that felt an aversion to one another, they still feel an aversion to one another as well. And that's why sometimes, subhanAllah, you meet someone for the first time and you're like, you know, I feel like I've met you before. And you naturally have an affinity towards that person. You know, especially whenever it's in the capacity of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You meet someone in Hajj, or you meet someone in Umrah, or you meet someone in the Masjid, and you just naturally feel like you've known each other your entire lives. You probably did. You probably used to sit with one another in that previous realm, and you probably liked one another in that previous realm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَدَّهُ. That indeed those who have believed and done righteous deeds, the Most Merciful will appoint for them affection. He will send them special friends. SubhanAllah. So the believing souls will naturally be directed towards one another by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do have divinely appointed friends, and those people that you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular, you probably loved each other in a previous realm as well. And Allahu alam how it used to be. Allahu alam, you know, what it even meant to be friends in that realm and what it would mean in the next realm. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we find ourselves in that alam, in that world of souls, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes us amongst the believing souls that are rejoicing and that are from the righteous, and those that rejoice in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.